chapters of human existence. Then there's a parenthesis. There's a parenthesis that started right here. And in Genesis chapter 3, there is a coup. There is a rebellion. There is a entrance of sin into the world. And with that comes a judgment. Sin is judged. Mankind is taken out of the garden. The tree of life is now guarded by cherubim so that this death or separation will not be permanent. And what we have in the Bible and what we have in our experience, it's called the fall. You live in a fallen world. What we know is the world that we live in is not the world God intended. The world that we live in is a fallen world. We live in a world that has cancer. We live in a world that has a disease. We live in a world that does not reflect the goodness and the purity and the holiness of God. But it was allowed by Him. For reasons we talked about earlier. So in this parenthesis, the whole story of mankind's history is Genesis chapter 3. You're inside of a parenthesis, and you have the story of the Old and the New Testament. You get all the way in the entire rest of the Bible, all the way up to Revelation chapter 20, is God working with people in light of a fallen world and His redemptive plan. And at chapter 20, you have another judgment. And it's called the Great White Throne Judgment. Where God takes all the injustice and all the pain and all the bad things done to good people and all the good things done to bad people, and He takes all the scales and He says a day will come when He will make everything right and He will judge all men of all time according to their works. And then the parenthesis ends and we're in chapter 21 and there's a new heaven and there's a new earth and it's a perfect environment and there's no pain and there's no tears and everything will be as it should be again. But here's what you need to remember, is that you live inside the parentheses. See, God is just. God is fair. But you live in a fallen world where His justice is not meted out in space-time history in a way that is corollary to what we think ought to be when it actually happens. And so there are injustices. Life is not fair. I mean, if you haven't figured that one out, life is not fair in a world that where sin dominates. But it raises a very, very important question. How can we trust God in a world that has fallen?